Welcome to podcast number 14 with Blue Lotus Yoga and me, Jill Amerson. So this class that I'm offering you today is actually a recording of last class of our summer term. So I know lots of you guys who generally come to my class were away on holidays and missed the last week. So I podcasted it for you so that you can play with it at your leisure during the summer break. So don't forget, I'm teaching a couple of summer special classes. All the details can be found at www.bluelotusyoga.co.uk, and the new term starts in September 6th. So hope to see you over the summertime, but if not, have a wonderful, love and laughter filled summer, and catch you in September. Namaste. Welcome to tonight's class then, last class of the term. So what I've done with tonight's class is I've tried to make a bit of a mishmash of things that we've covered, and there's a couple of new things in here as well, but it's a lot of focus onto the hips in tonight's practice, because a couple of weeks ago we did a pretty intense hip opening class for those of you who were here. And last week when I was getting the feedback from that, everybody said, you know, it was an intense class, but how much they'd enjoyed it, even though their hips and inner thighs were a bit achy for a few days afterwards. So tonight, hopefully your inner thighs and hips aren't going to be, you know, as achy tomorrow, but we're definitely concentrating in that region tonight. We're also going to be working up towards the peak pose of a tripod headstand. So some of us might well get up into tripod headstand, some of us maybe just do the foundation poses, but everybody's looking like a deer in the headlights, so try not to look so shocked. It's a lot easier than you're probably imagining it is, so we're going to give it a go. Last week we worked towards a little bit towards full headstand prep, so kind of similar muscle groups are going to be used. We're actually going to start our practice in a standing pose tonight, so you can bring yourself up away from the floor and just stepping towards the front of your mat. And if you step slightly towards the left edge of your mat, so you're more towards the left edge, and then just take a few moments to get grounded and steady in Tadasana. Just close your eyes for a moment. Become aware of your posture and your foundation over your feet. So really rooting down into the four corners of each foot. Shifting your weight back and forth a little so that you shift the weight around and ensure that each of those corners is anchored and rooted. Lifting up from your foundation, lifting the knees up slightly to firm up the front of your thighs. Drawing your tail in towards your pubic bone. Drawing the navel up and back and lifting the heart, spreading the collarbones. Feeling as though the crown of your head is reaching upwards towards the sky. Just becoming aware of your breath. Feeling a steady, rhythmic, even breath through your nasal passages. We're going to keep the steadiness of breath as we begin to move and flow. So just gently opening your eyes, and We're going to move in a mandala. We're going to move in a more kind of a circular movement around the mat to open our practice tonight. The second time we do this, we're going to do it with the mantra Om, but the first time we're just going to just get the breath and the movement coordinated. So it's going to happen like this. As we inhale, the arms will go up and we'll step to the right. And as we exhale, we bring the left foot to the right and bring the hands through the midline to Namaste in front of the heart. So it's a step to the right, inhaling, arms up. As we exhale, feet together, hands down. So you get the picture. We're going to go all the way around in kind of a square around the mat. So let's do this together then. So taking the arms out, taking an in-breath, rooting down as the arms rise, stepping to the right, and as you exhale, bring the feet together, the hands down. Great. Stepping right as you inhale, arms reach up, palms can touch, and as you exhale, feet together, hands through the midline. Inhale, stepping right, so you're looking to the back of your mat as the arms come up, and as you exhale, feet together, hands down in front of the heart space. Inhale, stepping right, arms up. And exhale, feet together, hands in front of the heart. Inhale, stepping right. And exhale, feet together, hands in front of the heart. Good. Okay, so we all had that then, pretty much, all coordinated. So this time, as we do it, as we exhale and the hands come down, we're going to exhale the pranava Om this time. So exactly the same thing. So let's just step back to the left edge of our mat. Let's take an in-breath, arms up, stepping out right. Om. Inhaling, stepping right. Stepping right. Inhaling. Inhaling. Closed here and let your arms float back down to your sides. Take a moment to just allow that vibration of Om, that sacred three syllables, to wash over you. And then very gently opening the eyes. Great, we're going to step the feet out a little wider. We're going to begin our practice tonight by just enlivening and re-energizing our core muscles, and also kind of driving that energy from our kind of Manipura chakra, our third chakra, up through the entire spine. So we're going to do this with Kapalabhati, pranayama first, and then follow it with Uddiyana Bandha. So with Kapalabhati, if you remember, that's the very gentle in-breath, very passively inhaling through the nose, very forceful exhaling down the nose with that kind of sniffy out-breath, like a down the nose. So if you want to, if you're a bit sinusy, if you want to blow your nose now, it's a good time to do it before we get into the practice. So if you remember, when we're exhaling, the belly will naturally draw back. So as we breathe sharply out, the navel will pull back towards the spine. So you don't need to do that. It'll happen quite naturally, okay? We're going to do this tonight in a standing position. But before we get to that, just in case any ladies tonight are on their moon cycle, if you're menstruating, it's not that this is contraindicated, but it can feel a bit uncomfortable. So if it is, you know, if you are in your moon cycle right now and it begins to feel, you feel any discomfort, then just don't do it. Just take regular in-breaths and out-breaths instead, okay? So we're going to do this with our feet wider than hips distance apart. We're going to micro bend the knees so that we can slightly lean forwards and place the hands onto the knees. We're going to take two rounds, each round being about a minute in length, okay? So I'm going to do this with you. So if my pace is too quick for you, slow it down for yourself. The main thing is that you feel that pumping action through the belly. If you lose your rhythm, no big deal. Just stop, pause, take a couple of regular breaths, and then join, get back in when you can, okay? So let's just close the eyes so that we're more focused on what we're doing rather than kind of looking around to see how our neighbours are practicing. We're going to take a regular full breath in through the nose and a regular out breath through the nose. Breathe in and fill up halfway. And then begin Kapalabhati. Inhale, stand up, hold the breath, bring the chin to the chest, take the arms over, touch the palms. And exhale, bringing the hands down in front of the heart, breathing out. Good. I'm going to do that once again. So, bending over slightly, taking your micro bend in your knees, bring your hands down onto your knees. Breathing in gently and breathing out smoothly. Breathe in and fill up halfway and begin Kapalabhati. Inhale, standing up, arms come up and over, hold the breath, chin down, Jalandhara Bandha. And exhale, bring the hands down through the midline. Good. So we're going to develop that now into Uddiyana Bandha. So Uddiyana Bandha, if you remember, is the flying up of energy from your core all the way up. We kind of throw a net over that energy so we don't get too heady with it by engaging Jalandhara Bandha, by taking the chin down towards the chest, just as we were doing just a few moments ago at the end there of Kapalabhati. So I'll show you once to remind you of how we're going to do this. So I can't talk and do this at the same time, so I'll just demo and then I'll talk you through it, okay? So you can see what happens in my tummy. I'm just going to show you my tummy, but you don't have to lift your t-shirts off unless you really want to, okay? So it's exactly the same stance. I'll do it side on actually, and then you get a bit of a clearer view of what's happening in my belly. Okay, So basically, we're creating a little bit of a vacuum. So we're going to take an in-breath, as you would regularly through your nose. You exhale with lion's breath, that kind of tongue to chin, chin to chest. And it almost helps if you slightly round your back, a bit like cat stretch. It somehow helps you to engage a little bit more into your abdominal muscles. So you keep exhaling as long as you can, as long as you've got no more sound coming out. And my advice is keep going for a second or two longer than you think you can, because you'll never completely empty your lungs. So don't anybody panic about suffocating or anything. That won't happen. There's always a little bit of air left. But when you've got basically no sound coming out, it means there's very little. So the lungs kind of deflate and move out of the way. And once that has happened, then you think about lifting your breastbone up towards your chin. And it's that action that creates that kind of concave vacuum effect in your belly. And it'll feel a bit like, you know, when you suck your cheeks in like that. It feels like that. It feels like that sucking in action. So it's not a matter of you engaging anything in your tummy and sucking everything in. It naturally happens when there's space to do that. The reason that there's space is because you've exhaled and the diaphragm is up out of the way. So if you then inhale, the diaphragm pushes down and pushes everything forwards, all the organs and everything go forwards. So if you, at the end of your exhale, which can be quite common, you suddenly think you have to breathe in, because not most of us go around holding our breath out. So if you feel like you have to breathe in and you take a little sneaky in-breath, there's no way you'll get that hollowing in your tummy, because the diaphragm has pushed everything down, okay? So you have to try not to breathe in. So it might feel a little bit weird, particularly if this is the first time you've practiced this. I know lots of you have done it lots of times with me before. So we're going to do two rounds of this, and then I'm going to give you another option for the third round, okay, which is something called Agnisara, which is the next stage on. But you need to develop this first, okay? So I'm going to talk you through this round. So standing with your feet wider than hips distance apart, you can turn your toes out a little bit, so as you bend your knees shoot off in the direction of your toes. Lean slightly forward, place your hands on your knees. Let your head just be nice and soft, so you don't need to worry about watching me or anyone else. Take an in-breath through your nose, just a regular breath in. And then breathe out through your nose, just a regular breath out. Breathe in halfway. And then exhale, lion's breath. Keep going, keep going. Slightly round the upper back if you can. Good, keep going. When you've got no more sound, keep the chin down, take the tongue into the mouth, and lift your breastbone up to meet your chin. And hold the breath. So keep the chin down, keep the chin locked in. Good. Hold it for as long as you can. When you feel like you need to take an in-breath, let your tummy muscles relax first, and then take an in-breath and come up to standing. Okay, good. How was that? Did anybody get it? Is that easier to say? Yeah? Yeah, okay. We're going to have another go. What can help sometimes is if you place one hand on your belly, and that can sometimes be helpful. The other thing that is not in any yogi book that I've ever read, but used to help me when I was first practicing this, is if you know that you're taking a breath in, if at the end of your in exhalation, like the end of the lion's breath, and you've got no more sound coming out, and then suddenly you go like that without even realizing you're doing it. If you are doing that, what I used to do is take my little index finger underneath my nose, making like a little mustache to stop myself from doing it, to remind me not to breathe in, because I used to do that all the time. Okay, so if that's happening for you, do the little index finger mustache, okay? All right, so crouching down a little. It does help to slightly round in the upper back, like a bit like a cat. Okay, so take a regular breath in, and a regular breath out. And breathing in, filling in up halfway. And then exhaling with lion's breath. Now you're going to keep the chin moving to the chest, and it's going to stay there. You're going to really plant that chin into the hollow of your throat. When you've got no more sound coming out, leave the chin where it is. Bring the tongue in. Lift the breastbone. If you want to feel, you can take your hand and see if it's happening or not. You can usually feel it, but if you can't, take your hand there. When you're ready to take an in-breath, relax the tummy muscles first, then inhale and come up. Okay, good. How was it that time? A lot of you looked as though a little bit more proficient that time, yeah? Okay, if you've got it, if you haven't, no big deal, and it doesn't matter if even if you don't get it tonight, it's no big deal either which way. But if you have got it and you want to work this technique a little bit more and do something called Agnisara, which is a pumping action in the belly that kind of stokes the Agni, stokes the fire in your core. So I'm going to demonstrate this for you now. Again, I'll do it side on, so make sure that you can see me side on. And it's basically the same thing, only we get to use the kind of tune into the muscles a bit more and get a pumping action going, like bellows stoking a fire. Okay, so basically you've still got the breath held out, but you try and tune in to the control of the abdominal muscles and you're kind of getting that pumping action going and your belly kind of does that ripply kind of thing. Okay, so if you've seen the pictures of anybody doing Nauli, which is the next stage on from that, where they do the churning, has anybody seen that? Anybody seen pictures of that? We're going to maybe play with that a little bit at the beginning of next term because it's really good for the digestion and as we approach the autumn season. So let's have a go at Agnisara if you feel like you've got Uddiyana Bandha, okay? So same kind of stance again. Leaning forward slightly, micro-bend your knees, round the upper back just a tad. Take an in-breath and a regular out-breath. Take an in-breath, fill up halfway. And exhale with lion's breath. Keep the chin tucking in. No, keep going for a second or two longer. And then when there's no sound, keep the chin down, tongue in, lift the breastbone up. Find Uddiyana Bandha. And then if you've got it, then you can begin to activate the core muscles. Good. Good. If you feel like you're gasping for air, relax your tummy muscles first, then take an in-breath and come up. Good, a couple of you got that. Good. I think it's a little bit harder because you seem to want, I seem at least, to want to breathe when I do that. So it does take a little bit of getting used to, but well done. Good job, everybody. So we're a little bit more kind of agnified, a little bit more fiery in our bellies now. We're going to carry that through into our asana practice tonight. So we're going to start at the front of our mats and we're going to take a couple of rounds of classical Namaskar A to begin with. So feet hips distance or insides of big toes touching, finding your balance again over the four corners of each foot, making sure you're even from left and right, drawing the tail in, drawing the navel back and up, letting the heart be buoyant and filled. Let's take a big in-breath, take the arms out to the sides, looking up as the palms touch, and as we exhale, we're going to fold, bent knees or straight legs. Let the hands connect with your shins or the floor. Empty the sides of your neck. As you inhale, come up halfway and slide your right leg directly back behind you. You can walk your fingers back so they're either side of that left ankle and you can be on tented fingers like spider hands or onto knuckles with your thumbs pointing forwards. But just begin to find a little bit of space in your hips, pushing the left shin forwards, your right heel back, look forwards, and then I'd love for you just to begin to circle a little bit into your hips, just a couple of circles with the pelvis, and a couple of circles the opposite way. Great. And then getting steady, placing the palms on the floor and stepping back to downward facing dog. If downward dog is too intense for your wrist, you can always drop the knees and come into Anahata Asana, just offering the heart to the floor as a modification to ease the wrists out a little bit. As you inhale, coming forwards to the top of a push-up to plank position,
Shoulders right over your wrists, heels pressing back towards your mat, the back edge of your mat. Again, if you've got wrist issues, you could be on forearm plank position instead. Let's lower the knees down. As we exhale, squeeze the elbows in, move the shoulders down into the back and lower nice and slow down onto your belly. Either coming up into Sphinx position, just with forearms straight ahead, or taking the hands alongside the chest and rolling up as you anchor the pubic bone down into Cobra. Gently releasing and lowering, pressing the floor away and back through Child's Pose to Downward Facing Dog. Stepping the feet together on the midline of your mat. As you inhale, squeeze the right knee into the navel. Press up onto the left toes, onto the ball of the toes there. Shift the weight forwards a little bit. Squeeze that thigh towards your belly. And then place the right foot softly between your hands. Walk the fingers back again or be on knuckles. Again, press into the right shin. Press your left heel back. Look forwards and begin to circle into this right hip now. And changing the direction of your circles. Lovely, getting steady, looking forwards. Take an in-breath, step the feet together, look forwards as you land, and bow as you exhale. Lengthening the sides of the neck, let the head be nice and heavy. Press down into your roots as you inhale and rise to the sky, palms touch. And as you exhale, bring the hands down in front of the heart. Great, we're going to do that again. So feel free to pop the modifications in if you need them. Take an in-breath, palms out, reach up, look up. As you exhale, folding from your hips, nice long spine as you fold. As you inhale, you're looking up and the left leg this time is stepping back behind you into that lunging position. The right shin pressing forwards, the left heel pressing back. And this time let's add in the two other movements of lunge, making sure that we're dropping the outside of the right hip, but we're lifting the front of the left thigh away from the floor. Press the heart forwards. Good. Plant the palms, stepping back to Downward Facing Dog. As you inhale, coming through to plank pose, feel free to lower the knees or just exhale. Don't sink down with the heart first and kamikaze dive. Keep up. And then as you inhale, coming up into up dog, sphinx or cobra. And as you exhale, pull from your belly back to downward facing dog. Stepping the feet on the midline of the mat as you inhale, squeeze the left knee into the navel, rise high onto the right toes, and then step that foot between the hands. Thinking about the four movements of lunge again, making sure that that left ankle is right under the left knee. Push the left shin forwards, drop the outer left hip. Raise the front of the right thigh away and push your right heel back. Look forwards. Lovely. As you inhale, let's bring the feet to the top of the mat. Look forwards and lengthen and exhale and bow. Inhale, reaching up to the sky. And exhale, hands down in front of the heart. Taking the arms down alongside the hips. As you inhale, sweep the arms forwards and sit down into Utkatasana, fierce pose. Extend the sit bones back. Lift the heart, take the arms back. If shoulders are tight, nice wide V. Otherwise, palms are parallel, little fingers slightly revolving. Inhale, and as you exhale, fold out over the legs and bow to the earth. Inhale, come up halfway with a nice long spine. Keep the hands connected. Stepping back to the top of a push-up. And exhaling, lowering down, elbows squeeze in. Inhale, your choice of back bend. And exhale, press it back to downward facing dog. Let's press the left forearm down onto the floor. Keep the right forearm off the floor and take the right leg up to the sky. Just going to circle the right leg a couple of times. Keep it nice and straight. A couple of times the opposite direction. Great. Keep the leg up and lift the left forearm off the floor. So we're in a three-legged dog. Take an in-breath. Squeeze right knee to navel and place the foot between the hands. Anchor the back heel down. Rest your belly on your front thigh. Sweep the arms back to reach the fingertips to the back of your mat. And as you inhale, rise up to Virabhadrasana 1. Exhale, open out, Virabhadrasana 2. Taking the back hand onto the left thigh. Turning your right palm up to the sky. Take an in-breath, look up to the sky at the fingers. And as you exhale, lean back. Look back towards your left baby toe and press your left leg into your left hand. Keep that beautiful lunge with the right shin. Take an in-breath, come on up. Elbow to thigh. Sweep the left arm alongside the left ear. Parsvakonasana. Good. Roll that left shoulder back. Look up to the sky. Reach through the fingers, creating that lovely diagonal fingers to left heel. Take an in-breath. Revolve as you exhale, planting the hands either side of the right foot, sliding back to an optional vinyasa. If it's too much, stay into all fours and cat-cow or downward dog. Working your way through the vinyasa with your breath. And we get to do exactly the same on the other side, so feet together. This time, we're going to take the right forearm down onto the floor. Lift the left leg up to the sky. Keep it nice and straight. And just begin to circle that thigh bone in the hip socket. An opposite direction. Lift the forearm, inhaling, squeeze left knee to navel, place the foot between the hands. Anchor the back heel. As you inhale, rising, powerful, strong, warrior one. As you exhale, open, warrior two. Taking the right hand onto the right thigh, turn your left palm up, inhale. Lengthen your sideways, open your gills. And as you exhale, lean back. Look towards that baby toe and keep pressing your right leg into your right hand. Beautiful, everyone. Take an in-breath. Let's counter that by going the opposite way. Parsvakonasana, sweeping the right arm forwards. Roll the right shoulder back and roll your left sit bone under. Great. Take an in-breath. As you exhale, bring the hands down. An optional vinyasa, your choice. Taking your time. Letting the movement come from your breath. And then when we meet in down dog, as we inhale, we're going to take a step or little baby steps forwards. Look out as we land with a nice long spine. And as we exhale, we're going to fold and bow. As we inhale, swing the arms forwards and up. Sink the sit bones down into sitting chair pose. Take an in-breath coming up and exhale, hands down in front of the heart space. Inhale, big circle. Look up as the arms rise. And as we exhale, fold and bow. Inhale, looking forwards. Stepping back, straight back to down dog. Feet together on the midline. As you inhale, Take the right leg straight back to the sky. Try to roll the outer edge of the hip and thigh in so we keep the pelvis nice and balanced. Take an in-breath, squeeze knee to navel, and place the foot soundlessly between your hands. Good. Let's lower the back knee down onto the floor. If you've got sensitive knees, you might consider popping some extra padding under that knee. We're going to do the rest of this little vinyasa in a kneeling position. So as you inhale, you're going to take the arms all the way up, almost like Vera 1 again, in a lunging position. Good. Keep the palms parallel again. Tight shoulders, nice and wide, or cactus arms even are good. Let's allow the tail to draw in and sink the pelvis down. So just we begin to open that left hip flexor a little bit. Take an in-breath, and as we exhale, bring the hands down onto the right knee. You're going to swing the left shin around to the right edge of your mat so it goes behind you. And you're going to revolve your heart space towards the left. So we're kind of almost in a kneeling warrior two position here. So you've got two choices here. With your left hand, you can take it onto your left hip because we're going to take the right arm back like the Parsva move we were just doing, leaning back to the back edge of the mat. If you feel that that's okay for you and you want to go a bit deeper, you can take your left fingers down to the floor, so alongside the left knee and out a bit, or onto a block. And then you're going to bring that right arm up and over, so your choice. If you're in the little teapot variation, just stay there, and if it gets too intense, come out when you're ready. Try to keep that right knee rolling open if the hand is on the floor. And if the hand is on the floor, I'm going to give you an option for the hips. Walk your fingers out a little bit further so you can lean more onto that left hand, and then lift your right leg up to be level with your hips and circle the heel a couple of times, one direction. And then opposite. Good, well done. Lower the leg down. As you inhale, bring yourself back up. Hands come all the way, missing out a stage. We begin to straighten that right leg. And if you're like me, I can't very easily get the sole of my foot down on the floor and keep my leg straight because my calves are really tight. So do that if you can, but if you're like me and got tight calves, rest on your heel of the right foot instead. Take the right hand onto the right leg and turn the palm up. Bring the left arm up, and as you exhale, lean to the front of your mat, rolling your left shoulder back so you're rotating your heart space forwards to the long edge of your mat. If it's okay for your neck, look up to the sky or just keep looking straight ahead. So we're in Parigasana, gate pose. Lovely. Take an in-breath, come on up. Then bending the right knee, swish that left shin back behind you and come into a lunge over your right leg. So we're going to come into a bit of a hip opener here. I'm going to give you a few options. So the first option is bringing your right hand on the inside of your right foot, and you can be on spider hands or on knuckles again. You can turn the right toes out to the top right corner of your mat if that gives you a little bit more space to allow the hips to sink a bit. If that's beginning to feel quite comfortable in your hips and you want to go in a little, delve a little deeper, you can come down onto your forearms. Or anywhere in between, you know, just micro bending the elbows too. But I'd love for you to look forward, so not just to dump the head forwards. Look forwards, extend the crown away from your tail and breathe. Regular in and out breaths through the nose. Great. Let's gently bring ourselves all the way up. Take the right hand back to the baby toe side of the foot, and we're going to step straight back to downward facing dog.
going to do that little vinyasa on the other side. So feet together on the midline of the mat, please. And as you inhale, left leg strokes the sky. Try to keep that right heel pressing to the floor. And rolling again from the outer left hip to the inner thigh so that you're keeping the pelvis lovely and balanced. Nice. Everybody take an in-breath. Squeeze knee to navel. Place the foot between the hands. Lower the back knee down onto your padding, onto the floor. As you inhale, take the arms up, rising into a crescent lunge. So draw the tail in, lift the navel up and back, lift the heart, climb up your spine, and look up if it's okay for your neck. Beautiful. Take an in-breath. As you exhale, bring the hands down onto the left knee. You're going to shimmy that right shin back behind you towards the left edge of your mat and turn your heart towards the right edge of your mat. So keeping the lunge, you have a choice here to take the right hand onto your side waist as we sweep the left arm over into the Parsva version, the half Virutu. Otherwise, we can take the right fingers down onto the floor and then sweep the left arm over. Great. If you've got your fingers on the floor, walk the fingers a little further out. Lean onto the fingers so that you can lift the left leg and just circle into the left hip. I'm circling the opposite way. Good. Lower the leg down. As you inhale, come on up. And begin to straighten out your left leg so the toes are pointing forwards to the front edge of your mat. Either sole of the foot on the floor or onto the heel. Left palm up anywhere on the leg. And as you inhale, sweep the right arm up and reach towards your toes. Rolling the right shoulder back. Revolving the left side of your chest up to the sky. Take an in-breath, come on up out of Parigasana. Bend the knee. Swish that right shin back behind you, coming into a lunge over the left leg. Coming into the hip opener now. So bringing the left hand onto the inside of the left hip. You can turn the toes out a little bit if you like. And then your choice, keep extending through the heart. If you want to begin to bend the elbows or move on to forearms, then go ahead. But do keep extending the heart forwards rather than rounding the upper back. Think about lifting the heart forwards. That's it. Nice. Nice, soft, even, rhythmic breaths. Great. Let's take an in-breath. Bring ourselves all the way up and step back once again to down dog. As you next inhale, extend the spine a little bit more. Lift your side waist away from the floor. Draw the navel in. Let your head be heavy. Scoop the eyes of your elbows towards each other so we get that wrapping with the deltoid around the shoulder, just as we were working on a lot last week when we were doing that whole class about shoulders and arms. Feel as though you're reaching back through the inner thighs to the back of your mat. Beautiful downward dogs, everybody. Take an in-breath. As you exhale, lower the knees down onto your mat. Crisscross your shins, and you're going to rock back and extend the legs out ahead of you as you come into Dandasana. So sitting in staff pose, I'm going to scoot forward a little bit. So I'm going to give you an option here for the legs. So you can either take this to any degree, really. So for most of us, we're going to start with our right leg, and we're going to just bring the right knee in. Take the left hand under the heel and the right hand on the top of the knee. Bring the inner ankle towards you and rotate the knee away from you. And then we're just going to begin to circle into the hip. If you feel a bit unsteady like that, you can always just bend your left heel in towards your groin so that you've got more of a kind of tripod base. So we're just beginning to circle into the right hip. So a few weeks ago, we did this for each other. If you remember, we were lying down and we did this for each other, creating some space. So you don't want to go too quickly. But you want to be making, you know, reasonable circles with the thigh bone into the hip socket. Let's change the direction. So if your left heel is in towards your groin, extend the left heel away now. And again, I'm going to give you a couple of options here. So the first option is that you take your right heel and bring it up high into the left hip crease. If it's not happy up there and you can feel any issues at all, any overstretching around the ankle or around the knee, if it's just not happy, slide it down further towards the knee and that will work. If it's not happy there, then take it onto the floor, okay? But wherever it is, we're going to keep it steady in that position. And we're just going to rock back onto the support of the left hand. So take the left hand behind you, lean back onto it. And you're going to take your right hand and just be encouraging, with a little pulsation, your right knee to move towards the floor. Now, you should not be feeling this in anywhere around your knee. If you are, you really need to be to kind of respond to that truth, because, you know, tugging around the knee is not a good thing. So if you're going to be feeling it anywhere, it might be kind of the outer hip area or maybe even the inner thigh. But just ease back if there's anything going on in the knee. We're going to keep the foot exactly where it is. We're going to come up. So we're back into kind of a Dandasana variation. Take the arms up as you inhale. And as you exhale, you're going to fold forwards, either taking a hold of the arch of the foot, the left foot that is, or placing your hands either side of your left shin and just extending your heart forwards. So just breathing gently, keeping the shoulders relaxed and moving the shoulder blades down into the back, keeping the heart spacious. Great. I'm just going to turn around so that you can see the next part of this little mini flow. So as we inhale, we're going to come up from that. We're going to place the hands either side of the hips, and we're just going to rock straight back onto our backs. So the left leg goes straight up vertically towards the sky. Keep the right heel where it is. Then you're going to take your hands around the back of your left shin and encourage your left shin to come a little closer towards your face, like you're going to kiss your shin. But do try to keep your tailbone on the floor, so we're not kind of doing a backwards roll or anything here. We're just hugging that shin towards us. Try to leave your head and shoulders on the floor if you can, please. Good. Lovely. Take an in-breath, and then as you exhale, we're going to bend the left knee and place the left foot onto the floor. Keep the right foot where it is. Bless you. Take the hands down alongside the hips. So we're a bit like we would be if we were setting up for bridge pose. We've got the left heel nice and close to the left buttock, ankle right underneath left knee. As you inhale, you're going to lift your hips up like you would in a half bridge. Lift them as high as you can. And as you exhale, lower the hips down. So as you inhale, the hips are lifting. Great. As you exhale, the hips are lowering. Inhale, lift the hips. Exhale and lower. Inhale, lift the hips. Let's try to keep that right knee moving to the floor. And exhale and lower. One more. Inhale and exhale and lower. Great. Let's extend the left leg straight back up to the sky. Great. And then bring the leg back behind you a little bit, like you were going to go into plow pose. So lift your hips up, rock yourself back a little, and then rock yourself back up to sitting. That's it, all the way back up. That's it. Keep the right leg where it is for the moment. Good. Well done. Okay, so we're going to take the right leg back a little bit. And I like to lift it with, take my left hand under the left heel so that I can wiggle my left shoulder in front and place my right shoulder in front of my right leg and place my right hand down on the floor so that your right shin is dangling over your right upper arm like a little kind of elephant trunk. For some of us, that might be as far as we need to go. If we've got the elephant trunk there, that's good enough. If it's there and you're feeling quite steady, you can walk your hands a little bit further forward, so your hands are more towards your knees. Round the back a little bit, press down into the hands and lift. Good. Lovely. Good. Lower down gently if you got up there. And then we go into, take our left hand over the top of the right foot, which is still kind of dangling over the right upper arm. You're going to then begin to extend that leg straight and then twist towards your left side underneath. So we're coming into a version of compass pose here. Just giving the right hamstring a good stretch. Take an in-breath. And as you exhale, gently release. Extend that leg out. And give the legs a little roll around. And then we're going to do exactly the same on the other side. So you can bring the right heel in towards the groin if that helps keep you supported. Otherwise, just picking up your left leg and just beginning to circle. So you're just circling the thigh in the hip crease. And let's change the direction. Great. We're going to place that foot now either into the right, to the top of the right hip crease, or more towards the knee, or down on the inside of the shin. Lean back on your right hand a little, and then just encourage that left knee to move towards the floor. Great. Bringing the shoulders back over the hips, take an in-breath, reach the arms straight up to the sky. And as you exhale, folding forwards. Relax the shoulders, look forwards. Doesn't matter if you don't grasp your foot, just take the hands forwards either side of the shin. And just focus on lifting the heart, lifting the belly away from your thigh and extending as you press your sit bones and tail towards the earth. Good. Let's release the forward fold. Coming back up, place the hands down around the hips. And you're going to go rock straight back onto your back. Lower your tail onto the floor. Take your hands around the back of your right shin and encourage your right shin towards your face. Good. And breathing regularly. Not stifling the breath. Just let it flow. We're going to release the hands down to the floor. Take the right foot down to the floor, making sure the right ankle is underneath the right knee. Heel nice and close towards your right sit bone. And then as you inhale, you're going to lift the hips up. And as you exhale, you lower down. Inhale, lifting the hips nice and high as you can go. Good. And exhale and lower. Inhale. And exhale. Great. Inhale. Try to keep that left hip as high as your right. Good. And exhale and lower. Once more if you can. Inhale. And exhale. Well done. Let's extend that right leg straight back to the sky. Keep the hands on the floor. Rock the right leg over your head and then rock yourself all the way forwards and up. So you're coming up into the same position. Great. You're going to lift that left heel away from the right thigh. Wiggle your left shoulder in front of the left thigh and let the arm dangle over the top. So you can stay right there or go for the little and the only arm balance we have in our class tonight, actually, apart from the tripod headstand, of course. Bring your hands forwards more towards your knee. Press down and lift. Good. Lower gently. Keep that right leg extended. You're going to take your right hand over the top of the left foot and hold on to the baby toe side of the foot. And then begin to extend that leg straight whilst you twist the torso towards your left. So you're moving under, towards your right even. Underneath, so you're twisting underneath your right arm. Well done. Take an in-breath. Come back to center. Release the legs forwards. Give the legs a little roll around. Great. We're going to bend the knees now. So take the feet about mat's width apart. Just bend your knees enough so the soles of the feet can connect with the floor. So make sure you're more towards the front of your seat. Now take your arms forwards, stack one fist on top of the other, arms straight out at shoulder height, as though you're kind of grabbing hold of a big spoon. And we're going to begin to stir a pot. So you can make your circles just as small or as big as feels good for you. So the more you lean forwards and the more you rock back, the deeper you're working into your abdominals. And for most of us, this is a really nice way to do some abdominal work, get that core nice and active and move from our core, but in a nice way that's good for the back. Because sometimes I find Navasana, the boat pose, I just find it just gives me cramp in my hip creases when I take my legs up. You know, the V when you're sitting like a boat? And I find this a little bit better, working a bit more intensely into the core without the threat of cramp in my hips. Good, but if it's bothering anybody's lower back, just make your circles smaller. Let's change direction. Great. And then coming to the middle, you're going to take your right arm forwards and reach forwards as though you're grabbing hold of a big rope. And then pull it all the way back. Lean as far back as you can. Then as you inhale, left arm goes forwards, grabs hold of the rope, and you pull it all the way through. Lean back. Right arm goes forwards. Pull through the center. Good. And left. And pull the rope. Great. Right. And pull it through. Lovely. And left. Let's just do one more to the right, one more to the left. Great, and then coming to center, crisscross your shins and bring yourself forwards through all fours and back to downward facing dog. Feet together on the midline. As you inhale, let's take the right leg up to the sky. Squeeze the knee to the navel and place the foot between the hands. Anchor the back heel down. As you inhale, you're going to rise to Warrior One. Been here a few times tonight. Good. And then as you exhale, lower the hands down to the hips. We're going to revolve our feet around to the left side of our mat. Turn the toes out and sit down into horse stance. So into Asvatasana, so you're down into horse stance. Knees moving towards your toes. Take your hands forwards onto your knees. Extend your chest forwards, trying to get your hips and your heart on the same level. So push your heart forwards, extend your sit bones back. You're going to turn your right toes all the way out to 90 degrees. Keep low. Look towards your right toes.
And then swivel your left heel back behind you so that you push yourself forward so that your belly is over your right thigh. Good. So you're like a little crab. Inhale, bring yourself up. Keep the back heel down. Stack the shoulders over the hips. Great. As you exhale, we fold. We take the hands back to the knees. We swivel the feet. We stay low, heart and hips even. Swivel around. This time, left toes out to 90, right heel away, and rise up.
Vira one. Beautiful. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, making that transition, folding belly to left thigh, hands to knees. Stay low. Come through a low horse stance, swiveling the feet, right toes to 90, left toes out. Inhale and rise.
And exhale, make the transition nice and low. Heart and hips, remember. Good. Swivel around the back of your mat. Left toes out, right toes in, and reach to the sky. Strong warrior one. Good. Exhale and fold. Last time, all the way back to the front of the mat. Good. Take an in-breath. Come all the way up. Straighten the front leg. And exhale, lower the hands. You might want to shorten the stance as we prepare to come into Trikonasana. So right toes stay out to 90. Bring the arms up to shoulder height. Take an in-breath, and as you exhale, hinge the right hand down onto the right shin. Left fingers up to the sky. Roll the right side of your chest up to the sky. And then lay the left hand on the left hip. Good. On the top hip, left hip. Sunday. Great. As you inhale, bring your left arm forwards like a little lighthouse beam along the horizon, alongside the ear. And as you exhale, the arm goes straight back behind you and back down to the hip. So as you inhale, it's coming forwards on the horizon. And as you exhale, take it back behind you and back around to your hip. Once more, inhale. And this time as you exhale, let that left hand drop down towards your right hip. So it's dropping down behind your back. If it'll touch the right hip, see if you can wiggle it around and wiggle into the right inner thigh. And I'd like you to keep that bind. Keep the hand connected to the hip or the thigh. From there, you're going to bend the right knee up to 90. Keep the bind. Lift the right arm up and the torso up into a variation of Vira 2. Turn the palm up to the sky. Lean back. Look down to that back baby toe in Parsva Vira 2. Take an in-breath. As you exhale, bring the hand down in front of the right toes. So right fingers in front of right toes. Walk your right fingers forwards about a foot or so. Line the thumb up with the baby toe. And then you're stepping up, keeping the bind into Ardha Chandrasana, half moon. And breathe. Beautiful. Let's see if we can keep the bind and step back to Trikonasana. Good. Well done, everybody. Nice and silent. Beautiful. Let's take that left hand straight back up to the sky. Reach up one long span, wrist to wrist. Take an in-breath. Come all the way up. Exhale. Lower the arms. Going to do exactly the same, traveling the other way. So revolve the feet. Left toes to the back of your mat out to 90. Right toes turning in so that your toes are forwards of your heel. Bring the arms up to shoulder height. Looking towards your left fingers. Reach back into the center of the room with your right fingers. Take an in-breath. Hinge from your left hip crease. Take the left hand down. Lovely. Roll that right shoulder back as though you're rolling the left kidney around and under and up to the sky. Beautiful. Let's lower the right arm on the right hip. As you inhale, sweep the arm forwards, and as you exhale, all the way back behind you, back down to the hip. As you inhale, extend the arm. Great. And exhale, take it back to the hip. Once more, inhale. And this time as you exhale and take it back, drop it down to the back of your left hip. Wiggle the hand around. Can you grab hold of the inner thigh? If you can't, just be content with just the back of the hip is just fine. You're going to bend the left knee now. Keep the bind and reach the left arm forwards. Lift the torso up so that you're in Vira 2 variation. That's it. Good. Shoulders right over the hips. Nice. Turn your left palm up to the sky. Reach up. Open your left gills and then lean back. Look towards your right baby toe. Good. Inhale, and as you exhale, bend the knee, take the left hand down to the floor just outside the left baby toe. Walk the fingers forwards about a foot and then step up into half moon, Ardha Chandrasana. Take your time. Really radiate through that right foot as it reaches up into the sky. Push through the four corners and root through the four corners of your left toes. Great. Can we make that lovely, soft transition back to Trikonasana, keeping the bind? Beautiful. Then taking the right arm straight up, opening out into Trikonasana. As you inhale, coming up. Exhale, lower the hands, revolve to the front of your mat. Step up, feet together, and step the feet out a little wider than hips distance. If there's anybody with sensitive knees, you're going to take your feet a lot wider than your mat and turn your toes out and just sit down into horse stance. And you can just pulse in and out there for as long as we do a full squat, if going into a squat isn't nice for your knees. Otherwise, feet are just a bit wider than hips. Toes turn out. We're going to turn the palms out as we inhale, reach up, and as we exhale, bend the knees towards the toes and we're going all the way down. Good. Draw the tail in, lift the heart up. Take the elbows in between the knees and extend the knees back as you press the heels of your hands together. So the elbows push out and encourage those knees to roll back and out. You can take a little sway, shifting the movement into the hips a little. Keep the heart lifting. Keep looking forwards. If you want to take a little twist, then feel free to take the right arm out to the side. So you're straightening the arm, the right hand on the floor, in front of the right shin. And then you're sweeping your left arm up to the sky. So you've got a diagonal wrist to wrist, and you're rotating your heart towards your left. Just a bit of cramp, Julie. Yeah. Okay, lovely. If you want to bind the pose from there, sweep your right hand back behind your right hip, reach your left fingers back behind your back, interlace the fingers behind right hip. Keep that left knee rolling open. Releasing the bind if you're binding. And we're going to do the same thing the other side, the little twist first. So left hand out, arm in front of left shin, palm on the floor, reaching right fingers up to the sky, looking up, binding if it's appropriate for you. Try not to let that right knee drop in, roll it back. Good. Gently releasing. Oh, I think I might have lied earlier when I said we were only doing one arm balance because I've just remembered that we're putting in Bakasana. So we're just going to do a little crow pose here whilst we're down in the squat. So if wrists are sensitive, then obviously just don't go into the full pose. Just experiment by shifting your weight. But if you're going into the full pose, just slide the palms out ahead. Lift the hips up a little. Shift your weight forwards. Come on to your tiptoes so that you can squeeze your knees towards the upper arms and armpits. Shift your weight forwards, round the spine, draw up through your belly, squeeze one toe in, and then if you can bring the other foot up, then do. But keep rounding, keep looking slightly forwards, and breathing. Good. Well done. Fantastic. Touch down, everybody. And let's begin to straighten the legs, coming into a forward fold, if you can, just enough so that you can keep the backs of your hands on the floor and slide the hands underneath the feet. So you're just doing a little counter stretch for your wrists. Shift your weight forwards more into the balls of the feet so you're not all the way back into the heels. Look forwards, push the heart forwards, and then let your elbows flare and come into a forward fold, standing on your hands. Good, that's it. So slide the hands from underneath your feet, soften your knees, let your arms and head dangle. You can hold on to opposite elbows for a moment if you want to. Just let gravity do the work. And then very slowly, you're going to roll yourself up. So take your time, let your arms dangle as you're coming up. Roll yourself all the way up to the top. Great. So what we're going to do now is we're going to go into twos. I don't know if we're odd or even numbers. Two. Oh, we're odd numbers. So we're going to do a little tripod headstand. So we're just going to work into the prep of this, which is not dissimilar to crow pose, really, in terms of the placement of the hands and things. So it's not too dissimilar, but slightly easier, I think, than crow. So I'll show you first what we're going to do, and then I'm not quite sure how I'm going to get on with all my wires, but I'll do my best. Okay, so what we're going to do, first of all, is find the sweet spot that we're going to balance on our heads. So you're going to take the heels of your the heel of your hand into the space between your eyebrows, and the spot where your middle finger connects with the kind of top of your head, that's the bit that's going to go on the floor. That's the sweet spot that's going to go down on the floor. So we're going to come down onto our knees, and we're going to take that sweet spot down onto the floor. Bring myself a little bit more forward. So then you're going to walk your hands back so that your wrists are underneath your elbows, so that you end up with this kind of 90 degrees between the forearm and the upper arm. Make sure your palms are parallel, so you haven't got one kind of hand in front of the other. Then you lift your hips up a bit like you were doing a downward dog, scoot your feet in, and then lift one knee up and then the other onto the back of the upper arms. And then from there, if you want to, you can squeeze and then begin to go up. Okay? So we're going to do that in twos because there's an obvious forward roll motion that might evolve out of that pose, okay? So if you do end up doing a forward roll, that's no big deal as long as you do it safely and you don't hurt yourself. All right, now if there's anybody who's got a sensitive neck or shoulder issues, this might feel too intense. So if it is too intense, what you can do instead is something called Sasamgasana, which is hair pose. It's a similar kind of thing in that you start in a kneeling pose, you take the head forwards, so you like child's pose, then you tuck your forehead towards your knees, hook your hands onto the arches of the feet, and then you lift your hips, okay? So it's just less intense than doing a tripod headstand. It's still an inversion because your heart's higher, but it's just less intense, okay? So I'm going to be somebody's partner if everybody wants to have a go at tripod headstand, and I'll talk us through it so that we're all kind of doing the same thing. So does everybody want to have a go? Is there anybody that prefer not to? If you don't, that's okay. You prefer not to. Okay. Okay, do the little one. Okay, you can do the little hair pose by yourself then, Sandy. You're okay with that, yeah? Okay, then we're even numbers, so everybody can have a go at tripod headstand. So, two, two, two. Okay, two. Okay, so whoever's going first, it's always the brave one, always the brave one. Okay, so down on the floor, one person. Have you found your sweet spot first? Make sure you're familiar with where that is. Yeah, good, good, good. Now you're going to place that sweet spot onto the floor, and then you're going to walk your hands back. Now don't rush this. Partners, help assistants, help your partner place their hands. You want their wrists right underneath your elbows. Kerry, that's lovely.
That's lovely. So you're looking for 90 degrees. That's it? Good. Then, yeah, if you want to have a double your mat up or a little towel underneath your head, that's okay. That's okay. Yeah. It's hard. It is hard, yeah. It's hard on the floor, okay? But you don't want anything too slippy-slidey, so nothing you're going to roll off of, okay? So when the hands are in position, so then they tuck their toes under and lift their knees up like a downward dog. Keep the head down. Keep the head down. That's it. That's it. And then you're going to lift one knee up and place it on the back of one arm towards your armpit. And then you can bring the other one up. Your partner can stand in front of you and just make sure you're, if they need some assistance with their hips, just hook your fingers around their hips. Then stand in front, good. Then squeeze the knees, squeeze the side waist and push. That's it, good, push on, good, fantastic, push through the soles of the feet, good. Now, it's okay getting up, but the coming down is the tricky bit. So you can either come back, just bring the toes down to the floor, do it with control, knees to the back of the arm. Beautiful, and well done. Good. Good. Okay. Great. Try not to leap up, you might go dizzy. Okay, take a few moments in child's pose when you come down. Okay? Good, well done. It's hurting your head?
Yeah.
Really hurt it. Okay, well then.
Whether it's just I haven't got enough.
Well, yes. I mean, you have to use your hands so that you're pressing the floor away, so that you're lengthening your neck, so that you haven't got all the weight here. From this pose, you should be able to lift the head and come up into crow pose. So there's very little weight on the head once you get up. It's only the initial bit when you're taking your... Yeah. So if it's making you feel uncomfortable, just do the first stage and get used to the first stage so that you can press down into your hands more and engage your shoulders. That's it. Okay? So from there, it doesn't work. So you have to lift your... Tuck your toes under, Sarah, and then lift your knees up. That's it, good. And then that's it. Okay, let me just
go on.
Good, that's it. Good. Squeeze the knees in, squeeze. Press your hands strongly down so you're lifting off your neck. Squeeze your shoulders up into your back. And then squeeze your tummy muscles in and push your legs up to the sky. Go on, squeeze. Good, it's hard work, but well done, you did brilliant. Good. Okay, how are we doing, girls? Yes?
Yeah.
Lovely.
Yeah.
Well, no, you don't. Because if your hands are there, the idea with tripod is, of course, a tripod, three legs, is a wide base. And so then it's not so intense. It's easier to push your legs up. If your hands are right along, yeah, it's the angle. So if your hands were right along here, you'd be really wobbly. You'd be swaying like a tree. Yeah, absolutely. So you have to get used to that. And I was saying to the girls over there, you have to get used to pressing your hands down and really lengthening up. Because the idea is from this pose, you should be able to lift the head up and come into crow pose, which we were just doing. Because there's hardly any weight on your head. It's all in the hands. So you're pushing into the hands, engaging the shoulders. Okay, well then you're not pressing into the floor enough with your hands. So you need to press into your hands and lengthen your neck. So that you've got no weight on it, really. So that you could just lift your head up. Yeah? Yeah, that's the idea. Yeah, that might be a little bit from Saturday, too, is it? I had sensitive wrists after Saturday. Yeah. Okay, good. Well done, Louise. Good, have you? Just keep your your hands aren't far enough back. So your hands back this way, yeah. So you want to have your elbows like, and your, hang on, that's it. So like that.
Right.
Okay? So try again. That's it? Yeah. So that's it, good. That's it, lovely. Squeeze your tummy muscles in, press into your hands, so you tip the weight up and push. That's it, good. Push into your hands like you're gonna lift your head off the floor. That's it, lovely. Good, well done, fantastic. That feel okay?
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well done, everybody. So we're going to stay in our twos. We're just going to give each other a nice little massage-y thing after that exertion. So one of you down in child's pose, whoever went first before, Sandy, I'll be your partner. So into child's pose. Okay. And all we're going to do is we're going to, assistants, you're going to either squat or kneel against your partner, and you're going to take one hand to one hip. I'm just going to cover your modesty, Sandy. And take the other heel of the hand to the opposite shoulder. So fingers are pointing out, and you're just going to apply a little bit of pressure. It's a slight pulsation, so you're not pressing exactly down. You're trying to lengthen on a diagonal. So pressing out, that's it. So opposite shoulder and hip. And just breathing a couple of breaths. And it should feel quite nice for the people down on the floor. They've all gone very quiet, so I'm thinking that it's probably okay. Good. Then just release the pressure there and let them find their way into down dog. So just bringing yourself into down dog. That's it, perfect. You're going to come to the head end of the mat and have one foot in front of the other. So again, you're keeping yourself safe. So the front foot is the knee is slightly bent. You're going to take your heels of the hands just onto their pelvic rim. So not fingers, just using the heels of the hands. And you're lifting their pelvic rim up and extending their tail up towards the sky. Yeah, and again, that should feel quite nice for the people there. If your partner's got a nice steady downward dog, what you can do is take the feet. Are you okay, Sandy? Yeah. You can take the feet, your feet together and do almost like the top of a push-up over them or lay yourself all the way over them. That's it. Good. Does that feel okay, Sandy?
Yeah.
Good. Then you're going to... press yourself up and away. Let them come back down to child's pose. Find child's pose. And then you're doing opposite hip and shoulder, the one you didn't do before, if you can remember. Okay. Great. Sandy, you can stay there and enjoy child's pose for a little while if you like. Everyone else, just roll yourself up slowly. Take your time. And then we're going to switch around, do the same for our partners. It's quite a nice extension after all the tension that sometimes builds up in the tripod headstand around the shoulders. Quite nice to be lengthened like that. So opposite hip and shoulder, you're just using the heels of your hands and just like kind of stretching them away. So fingers, that's it. Lovely, everybody. More using the heels of your hands than your fingers. Sorry, darling?
Is it light? Is it very light?
Yes. It's okay. That's it. Lovely. So those of you who've been there for a minute or so, then just release that. Liz, stay there a few more minutes. And then come up into downward dog. And assistance, the head end of your partner's dog. And you're going to step one of your feet forward, so slightly between their hands, the other foot back. So bend the front knee. And then just lean forwards. Heels of the hands are going to hook under the pelvic rim and lift the hips up towards the wall behind them. So you're kind of lifting the heels up. That's it, Kerry. So you kind of find the heels in your hands. Perfect, perfect. Good. And that should feel quite nice, yeah. Should really feel quite good. Great. And if you feel like your partner's got a nice steady dog and you want to do the like the step the foot that's in between their hands back to join the other foot, your other foot, and then lean forwards even more, like doing the top of a push-up, or even lay yourself all the way over them. That's it, good. You can lay yourself all the way over, Jane, I think, probably. That's it, good. Good. Lovely. Then let them Release down, back into child's pose again, and then you're going to take opposite hip and shoulder, the other one. Easy to get confused when you start doing opposites, isn't it?
I know.
Great. And then letting your partner just slowly roll up. Take your time to roll up, and you can give your partner a little namaste thanks, and then make your way back to your own mat. And I'd love for you to roll your mat up. Roll your mat up, take it out of the way. And if you need extra layer on for Shavasana, then feel free to pop on the extra layer. Oops. Great. And then kind of spread yourselves out into the room. So you don't want to be right next to your neighbor. You want to stand with your arms out so that you've got a perfect turning circle around you. Okay? And this is something that I really enjoyed when I went to a workshop with a guy called David Tsai a few weeks ago. It's a little Sufi dance. So I thought it would be a nice way to kind of complete our term with a little bit of Sufi dancing. So you might have been on holiday and seen, to Turkey especially, and seen the whirling dervishes and things where they spin and spin and spin and spin and spin. And that's what we're about to do. So, but what we're going to do is going to do it with a little bit more, a bit more of a thought behind our spinning. So I'd like for you just to close your eyes, take your feet wider than hips distance apart, take your right hand out and just offer it forwards. Have your right palm up to the sky. Keep your eyes closed and just feel the pulsation through your fingers, through the center, the heart of the palm. And into the center of your right palm, I'd love for you to make three wishes. Think of three positive things that you could enhance your life with. Maybe it's a particular attitude, like more courage, more confidence. Perhaps it's a wish for somebody else's health or well-being. But just consider three things that you wish you could bring into your life. And just hold them there in your right palm. Take your left arm forwards now and turn the left palm down to the floor. And underneath your left palm, I'd love for you to place three things that no longer serve you. Think of three things that you need to let go of. Perhaps, again, it's a quality. Maybe fear, greed, jealousy, anxiety, doubt. Think of three things that are no longer serving you. And then slowly place your right palm onto your heart and your left palm over your right. Gently open your eyes. You're going to take your weight onto your left foot. Look down to the floor, and you're slowly going to begin to turn. So just turning over your left foot. Keep looking down. And as you feel you've engaged with the rhythm, then you can slowly begin to take your hands away from your heart, offering your right hand up to the sky and letting your left fingers reach down into the earth. So you're sending your positive wishes out into the universe, and allowing those negativities to drain into the earth. Keep your gaze down and see if you can slightly speed up the rotation. If it makes you feel too dizzy, slow down. But just keeping your gaze fixed and traveling smoothly. And as we're turning, we're surrounding ourselves with that positivity, letting go of the negativity. Keep spinning. Spinning a little faster if you can. Lovely. Let's begin to slow down just a little. Don't stop abruptly, just slow. Taking a little slower, bringing the hands back in, slowing it down. Keep circling, but slowing it down. Let the hands rest on your heart. Slow it right down. Keep your eyes closed now, and I'd love for you just to fall to the floor like a sack of potatoes. So just let yourself fall to the floor into Shavasana. Allowing yourself to spread out the arms, keep the right palm facing up. Allow your left palm to roll down into the floor. Part the lips and the teeth. Let your toes roll out to the side. Focus on your breath, allowing each exhale to help you to surrender and relax. And as we closed our class tonight with a Sufi dance, I'd love to share with you a poem from my favorite Sufi poet, Hafiz. Light will someday split you open, even if your life is now a cage. For a divine seed, the crown of destiny is hidden and sown on an ancient fertile plain you hold the title to. Love will surely burst you wide open into an unfettered, blooming new galaxy, even if your mind is now a spoiled mule. A life-giving radiance will come, the friend's gratuity will come. Oh, look again within yourself, for I know you were once the elegant host to all the marvels in creation. From a sacred crevice in your body, a bow rises each night and shoots your soul into God. Behold the beautiful drunk singing one from the lunar vantage point of love. He is conducting the affairs of the whole universe while throwing wild parties in a treehouse on a limb in your heart. So as he says, look again within yourself, for I know you were once the elegant host to all the marvels in creation. Find that sacred crevice in your body where light is opening you, where love is bursting you wide open. Allow yourself to embrace that party in your heart. And just beginning to deepen your breath a little.
feeling the breath inside the belly rising and falling. Begin to make slow, soft movements, stretching, yawning, sighing, moving in a way that feels good for you. And when you're ready to slowly roll yourself over to your right side into a fetal position, ensure your head's supported with your right arm reaching back. And then slowly pressing the floor away, bringing yourself up away from the floor into a comfortable seated position. Keep your eyes closed for a moment or two longer. And let's bring our hands in front of that party in our hearts and bow forwards, sending our praise, thanks, and gratitude out to the universe. And wishing you all a laughter, fun-filled summer. May the light in me honor and bless the light in you. Namaste.